Let me go to the service. We want to be talking about, like I said, saving your house by your faith. Saving your house by your faith. We looked at the house. We are not talking about you and your wife and your children alone, but we are talking about your biological, we are talking about your covenant family, we are talking about your vision family. I won't go into that. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, the verse 7, I'll take the same opening scriptures, and then 1 Peter chapter 3, the verse 18 to 20, and then 2 Peter chapter 2, the verse 4 to 5. And we want to take the readings as we stand on our feet, as our custom is in this house. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, the verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So Noah saved his faith, his house, by his faith. And actually, the whole of this teaching is based on Noah's life. 1 Peter chapter 3, 18 to 20. For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits of prison, in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by water. 2 Peter 2, 4 to 5. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Can I hear you say amen to the readings of the scriptures? Shall we be seated? God bless you. So we spoke about the fact that God wants to save us comprehensively. Comprehensively, God wants to save you. That means he doesn't want the salvation to end with you as a person. He wants the salvation to touch somebody around you. He wants the salvation to be a blessing to somebody around you. So, comprehensively, God wants to save everyone. God's salvation also involves saving us from all the assailants and the attacks and the things that control our house. God's salvation is not only for you to be spiritually born again and to go to heaven, but there are things that chase us, that try to fight us, that try to work against us. God's salvation also takes us away from that. That's why Jesus will save you and tell you, I give you power over. That means I have saved you and I've given you power over the works of the enemy. Go out there and conquer him. No, nothing of the enemy shall by any means hurt you. So he gives you power to go out. So it's a comprehensive thing. Many families or houses have many things that chase them. And today I want to go into some details of things we all have to look at, especially in our time. That's what I want to look at. Some of the things we must be saved from. Some of the things we must save our families from. I'll be talking about three things based on Noah's life. Three things based on Noah's life. In these last days, three things based on Noah's life. I'll be looking at that. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the verse 1 to 2 says, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So in the last days, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils will even be chasing people who are born again in the church so that they will go out of their faith. But God will keep us. Can I hear someone say amen? Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron. So, in the last days, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils will be around. and they will be trying to fight the church. That is why it's important for you and me to know that in the last days we need to save ourselves and save our families. So when we are talking about comprehensive salvation, we are talking about you have been born again, but may you conquer everything that is coming against your family in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say amen? There are many families, there are many individuals who are saved, but there are many things that are chasing us, that are fighting against our business, fighting against our marriage, fighting against our home, fighting against our children, fighting against our biological family. So in the church here, as a covenant family, if one person is being attacked, we all must make sure that that person is delivered. Can I hear someone say, a good person say amen to that? That means we are not comprehensively all right. And so all of us must know that if some people in the church are not finding things easy, it means we have not rested. We cannot rest. Can I hear you say amen to that? We must continue to pray. We must continue to exhort. We must continue to preach. We must continue to teach. And we must continue to encourage one another so that together, all of us will be saved comprehensively. Lift up your hands and shout amen, somebody, to that. Very, very important. Many families are not there. So I'm going to look at three things. The first thing is saved from principalities. 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 When you talk about the Bible says we have been saved. But God gives us ability to fight against principalities and powers and any power of the enemy. In Noah's time, the principalities were giants who were born. The ancestors of these giants. The giants actually came about when the Bible says angels which fell from heaven decided to sleep with the daughters of men and produce certain kinds of giants. And these giants were the people that were creating the problems of the world in those days. In the time of Noah, the giants were creating all the problems. Havoc. Can you imagine angel spirits sleeping with human beings and producing children? Well, how would the children be? Now, today I'll remind you of some things which, when we speak, the world is forcing us to shut up. But they are realities. If in those days angels came down and slept with women and produced children, and the children were giants that were doing havoc to the world, they were the principalities in those days. So the Bible calls them the Nephilim. And the Nephilim were very great people. Now, the descendants of those Nephilim, I mean, let me say, like if they produce a son and he too went and married a woman and produced something, all of them will grow up with a certain kind of spirit, the Nephilim spirit. And though they are human beings, they are very dangerous on earth. Now, listen, in the scriptures, there are some things the Bible says which are very deep. And sometimes Christians are not prepared to hear them. There are people on this earth who you are looking at them like this, but they are actually walking with their head down and their legs up. Until God opens your eyes, you won't see. There are people we deal with every day who have this Nephilim spirits in them, and they do a lot of havoc. They will be around you, they will be doing all kinds of things, but I tell you, they are pulling you down. One person can be in your family and your family can never be okay. Now, we are not supposed to be suspicious, but we are supposed to know so that our prayer and our word can save our family. You must deliver your family from it. No, I told you several years ago when I got born again, one of the things I decided was that no small child would die in the house again. Because the thing was rampant. And I got to know that it was a demon spirit when I was in Koforidia in those days preaching, and the Lord opened my eyes and said, the next one going is that boy. And I said, never. That girl. I said, never, not this one. You know, there are things that fight against our family, and you have been saved to get that thing stopped. You have been saved to deliver them. You have been saved to bring peace. Am I talking to some young people that are sitting here listening to me? You are careless about your life because you don't know that you are supposed to pray until your mother, your father, your uncles are free from the things that are harassing them. We have all kinds of spirits that are roaming on earth, and some of them have entered human bodies. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. Some of the killings people do, if it is not the devil spirit sitting in them, You can't see a human being killing, slaughtering a human being easily like that. A human being, catch your fellow human being and slaughter, not one, two, three, four. I'm telling you, it's a kind of different Nephilim spirits that are moving in human beings to get them to that point. But how many of you know that these things are going on in our nation? Or why are you sitting down as if you don't know? Every now and then you hear somebody is lost. Every now and then you hear a child is lost. You think what is happening to them? At least some of the arrests that police have made should tell you dangerous things are happening. Somebody, I want you to lift up your hand and pray and say, may God deliver my family from these spirits. Deliver them from the principalities and the powers that are on earth. There are many wicked spirits that have been released in our time. I'm telling you, very wicked spirits. And some of the spirits are meant to pollute us so that we, you and me, cannot have the power to stand and to do the things we must do. But today we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any spirit that has been released to pollute you and me, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus and we release ourselves. Can I hear somebody lift up your hands and shout hallelujah? We need to understand. Sometimes Christians, we are taking so many things for granted. He has offered to help me. Have you prayed? She has offered to bless me. Have you prayed? Everything is good. Because we don't see those spirits. And yet they are operating. I remember so many years ago, and I'll share some of this. A lot of people didn't know that one of the greatest ways Satan entered into young marriages was through, what do they call them? Housemates. These days, it's not as rampant now because Christians got to be aware. When I got born again, that was one of the many things that was going on in many homes. You see, a young woman, they are married. They bring in somebody. They go and bring in somebody. They haven't prayed enough. And they give the person. Now, listen to me. If such a person is even living in your family, and you are very prayerful, and you are very powerful, that person will either be delivered or he will run out of the house. So I'm not saying just harass anybody who's in your house when you suspect. It's not suspicion. You have power over that demon. You have power over that spirit. I can bring you under my roof, but you will run away and leave the house because the fire that will be in that house, you cannot take it. If I get up and I'm praying at 2 a.m. and I'm praying at 3 a.m. and I'm praying at 4 a.m. and whatever you two you are, we are fighting. You will find it difficult to operate in my house. You will better have to leave. That is what I'm talking somebody. Deliver your house. Deliver your people. Deliver your family from the principalities of this earth. We are too comfortable. Christians today are very... What do I say? We don't know anything. We are too comfortable. We are too much relaxed in the world. And the world is using things to come against us. Am I talking to somebody at all? Hallelujah. The Bible says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Let me read the whole thing. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 to 8, and then 13. This note also, that in the last days, dangerous times, the word perilous time is dangerous, times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Men, human beings, unthankful, unholy. Blasphemous, disobedient to parents. Sometimes when you hear some of the disobedient, do you know that the woman that was stoned to death was stoned to death by her own grandchild? Would you believe that in Kafaba? That woman, they said, which and they did to them. The person who was leading it was her own grandchild. Disobedient to parents. You can see somebody standing and insulting his own parents. That is the spirit that is roaming the world. By the time you open your mouth and say something serious about your parents, a demon has taken over your mouth. And if there's anybody here, you better repent. Because I'll come to the next sins we have to be saved from. We need to save our families. I hear some secondary school students insulted the president of our nation. Let me say it this way. If you are an NDC and you are happy, I think that then you don't know that there's a spirit that controls human beings. It should never be accepted that children can insult a president of a nation. Whether it's your party or not, it's not here nor there. But you see, our politics has degenerated to the place where children are learning from us. Shame unto us politicians. If you, a big man, can sit on TV and insult people who you don't know, who are even older than you, that's how a child will learn from it. But we condemn this thing to no, with no answer. Listen to me. We must come and know that there are some things that are roaming in our nation. And when you talk, politicians say you shouldn't talk. They are learning from us. And I thank God for the father of one of them. I don't know whether several of them, who went to apologize personally to the president. He said, "I didn't train my child like this." That's a good father. May you become a good mother and a good father. And listen to me, those of you that are young, don't look at these things the politicians are doing. They are not good things. Don't learn. I will tell you that there are some things when you do, a curse will follow you. When you do something, a curse will follow you. Let's deliver our children. Let's deliver our family. Let's deliver our families and our people from the principalities and the powers and the wicked spirits. And I continue the reading. With our natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Come on, tell somebody, turn away. Come on, tell somebody, turn away. From such, we must turn away. Listen to me. False accusers. False accusation. That spirit is working in Ghana. False. Fake news. Pick a picture that is not true and put something inside. One day some people sent a video to me. I watched the video and I asked them a question. This video is not today's video. It's a long time video. They said, "How do you know?" They asked a few questions. Because you want to say something about the government, which you don't like. You can take a video that was years. False accusers is there. It's a spirit. I'm not political. I'm teaching you how to conduct yourself as Christians and how we can deliver our family. Some of these things, until we see them, we won't even know what to do. False accusers, truth breakers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Today, a good man is bad and a bad man is good. In our country today, when you are good, you are bad. When we see a bad man, we say he is better. Yesterday, I had a fight with one of my sons in the U.S. I won't go there. I said, don't sit in the U.S. and condemn good and approve evil. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I like the way the place is quiet. But we must deliver ourselves and our family from all these spirits that are roaming around. These are evil spirits that have entered human beings. And they have no regard for human beings. Have no regard for authority. The Bible says, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away by diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth." Then the verse 13, it says, no, let me read the verse 8. "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist truth, men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith." They resist the truth. Then he said in verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Can I hear you say amen to that? So in our time, there are many of them. In fact, the Psalms refer to them. In the Psalms, they are referred to as strange children. Very strange children. They come with powers of their mouth and evil intent in their heart. They can quote it so well that you and me will get up and follow them. But they know completely that what they are bringing out is evil. They call them strange children. So the Bible says, deliver us from strange people. May God deliver your house from strange children. May God deliver your family from strange children. May God deliver Ghana from strange children. Evil spirits, principalities. And people, I don't want you to be very naive and be walking about and not wear your spiritual lenses. Deal with human beings. Tolerate human beings. But don't accept people on their persons. Pray. Be on fire. So that when the fly comes, it cannot sit on you because you are hot. Oh, you didn't understand that. When a fly, have you ever seen a fly that flying and sitting on a hot plate? It is only cold plates that flies will sit on. Today, may you be hot. I said, may you be hot in your family. May you be hot at your workplace. May you be hot in your life. May you be so hot that in the house and in the family where you are and in the job where you are, it will be difficult for Satan to step there. Can I hear you say amen to that? Am I talking to somebody? Let me elaborate something small on this. Some of these spirits in our day, lustful spirit, lust is so powerful in the world today. Lust will pollute you. And when lust holds you and me, it pollutes us. In other words, it makes us so cold that God himself cannot use you. Lust. The Bible talks about the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. The Bible talks about eyes that are full of adultery. Now, the eyes that are full of adultery are people who walk and their eyes are just on lust. And Christians, these things are creeping into the church and creeping into our homes. Small, 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 small. May God deliver us. They are creeping into our lives. And these days, listen. The women have their own, but let me talk about the men. Men, these are our eyes. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. Now, that means, because half of men, of course, men behold. Half of men, they behold. And because of that, Satan too is their power. Some of the things that are going on in the world are supposed to trick you and me down. Don't accept it. It is wrong and it is wrong. It is sin and it is sin. Lust is not good. It will kill you. It will destroy you. It will destroy your future. May the Lord help you to run away. That's why the Bible says, flee every youthful lust. Am I talking to the young people? The Bible says, flee. Say flee. It means run away. Run away. Lust will destroy your future. Run away. And the spirit is in the world. It's polluting believers. Destroying our destiny. And when you go into some of the places, it's now reaching us. Where people are now marrying their own animals. Can you imagine a woman being marrying your own animal? Whether it's a man or a woman, he marries his own dog. I said they are married and they have sex together. And these are some of the things they want us to accept. It is wrong. This is satanic. This is demonic. This is principality. And we as a church must run away from it. Can I hear somebody lift up your hand? The way you are quiet and looking at me, I don't know whether you're understanding me. And it's all over. They'll put it on pornographic pictures for you to see. Because they want to entice us through lust. Do you know that now people are even marrying their own sons? Biological children. Do you know the nice name they have given to it? How many of you know? Who knows the nice name they have given to it? Oh, you don't know? The scientists and the psychologists have given it a nice name to accept it. They call it GSA, genetic sexual attraction. They imprisoned a woman and the son. And lawyers and psychologists went to defend her and said it is genetic sexual attraction. So now they are giving licenses. In Malawi, a woman got married to her own son. Yesterday I was telling my wife, got married to her own son, did wedding. Her reason is the father of the boy died when the boy was a toddler. He has invested in the life of the boy. He won't allow any woman to come and marry her. He must reap what he has sown. This is obviously the woman that is not in our jubilee. And when he wanted to do it in a small place, they said, this place not. They said, you are fortunate, there's law. You are supposed to be stoned to death. She ran to a big city and did it. Married to her own biological children. I've heard of a case in the US where they delivered two before people got to know that they were doing it together. You see where the world is going. Youth, are you hearing me? We call that lust. It gingers into many things. Satan is taking over and we must resist it. Marine spirits. Now, marine spirits are real. Did you hear what I said? When they say marine spirits, they are real. Sometimes people think the people who are saying they are concocting it, they are real. Those are the Nephilim spirits that come through women to seduce men. And they operate. Marine spirits are real. But when you know, women, is there any man who appears who is guru? Watch it. Marine spirits can be in men too. They are not only that. We have witchcraft, we have divination, we have necromancy, we have enchantment, human sacrifices that are going on. You see, ladies and people, I am taking my time to mention this. Whether you like it or not, they are happening in our nation. And you must save your family. That is why, listen to me, you have become so lukewarm. Lukewarm! Mpaye kwa unti mimo. Oh, sorry. Mpaye kwa unti mimo. Oh, edibane. Eziban. You can say fasting, I won't even fast. This is easy. When they say, let's pray, you don't pray. We are praying online, you won't join. You think it's about you alone. Your children's life are at stake. Your parents' life are at stake. You better wake up. We are saved and we are thinking it is us. Let's fast, you won't fast. Let's pray, you won't pray. Everything, you have excuse. And you are as cold as an ice block. And Satan is playing in your house. May God deliver you and your family. May God save us from this untoward generation that we are in. This generation is full of wickedness. I heard about a story of a gentleman who escaped slaughter. Somebody gave him a lift. A woman and the child were sitting in the car at the back. So when they gave him a lift, he was comfortable. Two men in front. A woman, big woman with a child, don't know she was an accomplice. They took this man because their car had broken down. They took him alone, sat down. When he slept, they dozed him off. By the time he woke up, he opened his eyes. He saw Elubu. And then he slept again. The next day he woke up, he was in a dungeon with other people. And they were killing them one by one. How he escaped, you can see God's hand. He said the only prayer he could pray was Psalm 23. I see, I saw Yankobi. Psalm 23, Demikai. I see, Psalm 23, every day, mean to me, Psalm 23. I'm sure some of you heard that story. You read it. That's how she escaped. Ran until she appeared in Cote d'Ivoire and went to a house and they helped her to come back. These things are happening. Prayer is not your daughter. Prayer is not your son. That's why you cannot be sleeping, mama. That's why you cannot be sleeping, daddy. Prayer is not your grandchild. Prayer is not your brother. It's not your sister. Pray. These things are there. May the Lord deliver us from these principalities and powers. When they say we should pray, you are sleeping. When they say we should read, you are. When they say we should fast, you are okay. Young people, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me, young people? Are you listening to me? This is the time you should pray and take hold of your family. When some of us got born again, we were the only people. We were the first saviors in our family. We were the first people God saved. We had to pray for others to be saved. You today, thank God, you have come into a family. And many times, people who are born in Christian homes, let me use that word, even though there's nothing like Christian home. People who are born into Christian families, they take things for granted. And that's why some of you young people, they are not praying. May the Lord deliver us. Now let me go to the second one. Deliver us from a curse. Curse. There are curses in the realm. You must save your family from curses. A curse is a spiritual utterance invoked against a person or a group of people with the aim of producing harm, setback, death, or destruction. That's a curse. Pronounced on somebody. It's a spiritual utterance. So the person is speaking, but he's engaging evil spirits. A curse is an influence from spiritual dimensions. A curse is the opposite of a blessing. They operate from spiritual dimensions. And they are a result of the wrong things one gets involved in. So, the Bible says, a curse causeless shall not happen. In other words, if you don't do anything, a curse cannot be on you. Can I hear somebody say amen? A curse causeless shall not happen. Psalm 26, the verse 2b, the B part. A curse causeless shall not happen. That means if there is no cause, a curse can never work against you. And I pray that no curse will ever work against you. But when there is a cause, a curse can happen. That means when you go and disobey and break the principles of God and the word of God and disobey God and you do something that is not supposed to be done, a curse that is attached to that thing can follow you. So that means, listen to this. Listen to this. Christ, when you are in Christ, you are delivered from all curses. Can I hear somebody say amen to that? Because the Bible says it's in Galatians. Let me read that. Let me read that for you. Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, the verse 10, 13 and 14. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curse is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is he, everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Can I hear you say amen? So Christ has become a curse for the believer. Can I hear you say amen? But when the believer willfully walks in disobedience and acts in anything that brings a curse, he invokes the curse back on his life. For example, if a believer goes to murder somebody willingly, definitely you are a Christian, but a curse is following you until they break it. It will affect you because you broke a law. You disobeyed God's word. You have disobeyed God's principle. So there are believers who have been redeemed from the curse of the law, but they have imposed the curse by the things they are doing. Listen to me. If you are a believer and you start disobeying God and doing some of the things that God does not want, which attract curses, there are things that attract curses. One of it is murder. One of it is disobedience and insulting of your parents, not respecting your parents. It attracts a curse. When we go against God's principles of life, and the only way you can get it is to go back to Christ, confess your sins, and ask him to forgive you. and he will forgive you. I remember there was a young man many years ago, when I came to Accra. He started coming to church here. He has relocated somewhere, but he's doing well now. Recently, I was reminding Mama that I really want to get in touch with him. He came to me one day and confessed something. He said, "Pastor, this work I'm doing, I know there is a curse on me." I tried to convince him there's no curse. He's in Christ. So finally, one day he came to me and said, "Pastor, I'll tell you today the curse." When I was at the age of 15, my mother started sleeping with me. And we continued it until finally I had to run away. And that's how I went into church. So I know there's a curse on me. Look, I prayed with a guy. And I continued praying. Every now and then I call him. "How are things? How are things? How are things?" And then things were getting better. You see, you can be a Christian, but there are some things when you continue to do them, you are inviting the curse that follows that thing to be on your life. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And we must pray and take care of it. If you are in your family and there is somebody in the family who is a murderer, who kills, it means there's a curse on that man's life. I was tempted to come down, but I'm not supposed to, because I'm not wearing a mask. But let me tell you this. And sometimes you as a Christian must be careful your involvement with that person. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You must be careful. I'm not saying don't preach to him, don't help him, he's your, but be careful your involvement. If it is seen in any way that you are supporting that cause, that same curse will follow you. I'm not supposed to support it. A curse. There are many curses in this life. People are doing wicked things, incurring curses. People are breaking the laws of God. People are doing wicked things. People are spilling blood, and we have a lot of curse on our nation. Can we pray for our nation that God will forgive our nation from all these curses that are happening? You know, when you are talking like this, people who don't agree with us and don't know what we are talking, one of the things they say often, but you people, you are making things too much. How about the places where they don't know God? They don't even call on God. Japan, they don't call on God. But look at their development. Go to America, go to this. They don't call God, but look at their development. What are you people doing? You pray, but nothing. People forget that the things of the world, the development of the world, is not what God is interested. God is interested in the spiritual state of the world. Am I saying God will not let us develop? God will let us develop. Am I saying God is angry when we are developing? No. What is the point? Do you know the Bible says good name is better than riches? Did you hear that? A good name is what? Listen. The things of this world, they mean nothing to God. If we are not developing, it's not because of we are Christians. It's because of our own attitude. Starting from politicians, because they are the government. They should be held responsible. Why must you hold a pastor responsible for your country not developing? Instead of holding politicians responsible, do we take the decisions for development? We are doing our part, do your part. We are succeeded in our part, also succeed in your part. That is all. Our part is to do what I'm telling you, so that you and me will pray for our nation, then our nation will be blessed. So that you and me, when you are in position in the office, you will not steal the money. Hello? Hello? So that when you become a politician, you will not put round pegs in square holes. Hello? So that when you become a big man, you will not be nepotic. Nepotism should not be part of you. That you will take the right people and let them do the right thing. That's what I'm telling you. And I know some of you listening to me, young people, one day you become politician, be a different politician.
Be a different president. Be a different MP. Am I talking to somebody? Be a different head of the civil service. Don't go and sit there and do the same old things. Monies that belong to the nation, you alone, you are gathering. Where are you going? You will die and leave them. You build the houses and see. You will sit in them. That's why you call development. The day Christ will come, we'll see where your development will pass. When Christ comes, he's seeing how many people are coming out of a nation, not how many development is in the nation. Come on, put your hands together and give God praise, somebody. Am I against development? No! May God help you to build your house and build it well. And build another one where you can help people to live in. Can I hear you say amen? May the Lord give you wisdom and finances to do that. May the Lord help you when you have money, go and build a hospital in your village. Build a school in your village. May the Lord bless you to go and build a state-of-the-art road to your village and put it on and develop it for yourself. Can I hear somebody come and lift up your hands as I receive it? But when we are talking about spiritual things, they want to divert our attention. And we've been praying in Ghana. We've been praying in Ghana. We have been praying here. We have been praying. That's why Corona has not killed us. Come on, if you are clapping, clap. That's why Corona, by God's grace, has not killed us. I keep saying every day that they were developed. They had the money. Yesterday, one of our church members called me from a certain country in the Western world. I won't tell you where. I said, Sofu, na, Edumanet is saying, Corona, Osi Sofu, Yankano Kure, Corona, Imumenyes Kapa. Let me see how the government cry my music also. Because he has people he pays. People work under him in his company and he pays them. So some people are being blessed. But they have all the money, they have all the development, they have all the hospital, they have all the gadgets. We are not happy that they died, but it should be a lesson to us. How many of you remember the message I preached the first time of the corona? I said, This must be what? A lesson. You have forgotten? Go and Google and read it and listen to the message. This must be a lesson to us. Let's hold on to our God. Let's stand firm for our God. This must be a lesson. Those of you that used to think that you want, the other day I was saying, say, I would be visa mobile, so uncle, US uncle. All the politicians who used to want to go and treat themselves in hospital in abroad. Woman in Akaha. Henny and Okromo, they are sure I'm going to say, Uncle Bium. Uncle, so watch here and on them. Go. Yeah, the ventilator messes will be who you are. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. The Lord has kept us and we are happy. The Lord has blessed us and we are happy. Curse. And then the last one is the flood. Noah was delivered from the flood. The flood. They are the adversities, the misfortunes of life. Flood is what comes to sweep away prosperity, drown success and glory, and kill the destinies of people, and kill human beings. Every flood comes to destroy. There are things that come sometimes and it destroys. Let me give you one great one. Coronavirus. It's a flood. The whole world. This one is not water, but it's more than water. You see, if it's water, you know where the water is coming. You can say, let me run on top of a hill. Of course, in Noah's time, nobody could save himself. Except Noah. This coronavirus is likened to a flood. And there are times when some things can hit a family and it's a flood. Adversities. There are times when a thing can hit you and you know it's a flood. It has come to erode all your prosperity. It has come to erode all your progress. It has come to affect your destiny. And you know it's a flood. There are times some things can hit you in life. And you know it's a flood. But you know what? God still delivered Noah with his family. May God deliver you with your family out of this flood. Whatever you are going through, I came to speak to you. Though it looks like it's a flood over you and your family, the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will rescue you. The Lord will save you. The Lord will take you up. Do you know the The very thing that drowned the whole world was the same thing that lifted up Noah. May the thing that is killing others lift you and your family. May the thing that is bringing down others lift you and your family. May the thing that is making people see nowhere to go, may that same thing bless you and your family. Can I hear you shout a big amen? But let me tell you the ultimate flood that will come. Noah's day, flood came. But Jesus spoke to us and said, flood will be coming again. In Luke chapter 17, verse 22 to 30. And he said unto his disciples, as I'm saying to you, the disciples of Christ, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part under the heavens shineth unto the other part under heavens, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Thank God you and me have not rejected him. I said, thank God we have not rejected him. If you have rejected him, you won't be here. You are here because you love Jesus. And I thank God for your life. And I pray that that flood which will be coming, you will escape that flood. Your family will escape that flood. I will escape that flood. Amen. 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day of Noah entered, the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. The ultimate flood God warns us against is the coming of Christ. The day Jesus shall appear, it will be like the flood of Noah. It will be like the fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. It will burn. It will eat up. It will destroy. Where will you be? When we reject him today, you shall be there. But more importantly, can we save our family together until that day? Can we? Can we be so concerned about our family members and we ask which one of them will escape this judgment when it comes? Because it shall surely come. The day Christ will come, ebeye butu butu, ebeye wunya wunya, it will be wild. And Christ will come. The ultimate flood will come one day. What are we going to do? Our family members. That's why you need to pray. That's why you need to take your Christianity serious. That's why you must stop this joke. And think Christianity is a license for you to walk around. Stop this joke. Because the day it will be coming, you will not know. Stop this joke. A lot of Christians are joking. There been no kind Bible. When was the last time you had a proper quiet time? I challenge you. You are joking with your faith. When was the last time you sat down and you prayed well for your family members? When? May the Lord have mercy on us. But the day of the coming of the Lord shall be like a flood. Will you be saved alone, or your family will be saved too? The things you and me can do is to pray. Prayer is one of the things we have to be. We have to be praying for our families. Pray and take control of the authorities and powers around. Deal with the forces of darkness. Jai sa, small children in Paibona upon. Lord, I need car. Lord, I need house. Lord, I need this. Need me na dosu.
Take authority over principalities and powers that want to destroy your children. Take authority over the circumstances around you. Second, preaching of the righteousness of God. Let's preach. Let's preach. Come on, tell somebody, let's preach. Come on, let's preach. Come on, let's preach. Come on, let's preach. Young people, I want to do something. Let's preach. Look at someone and tell, let's preach the gospel. Let's preach the righteousness. We want to save people. Let's preach. I'm going to get some people who will help me to buy about 10 or 20 different megaphones. And I want to raise groups of people. Listen, not just only here, all over here, beyond. This is our area. We must preach until everybody comes into church. And I'm going to raise that, and we are going to preach righteousness. Am I having people here with me? Where we can have 3-4 people together, and they are preaching. Whether it's dawn, they are preaching. Am I talking to somebody? Do you want to preach? Anybody wants to preach, lift up your hands. We are supposed to preach. Your family, preach to your family. Amen. Preach. So, praying, and not just praying and asking for things, praying and taking authority. Secondly, preaching. And thirdly, building ourselves. Build yourself on the word of God. The word of God must build us. We are building ourselves on WhatsApps, Facebook. Hello? We are building ourselves on so many things. You get up, the first thing is Facebook. Whose face do you see? Jesus in the Bible or somebody's face? We are all guilty. We must repent and build our lives on the word. Now, I want to do something from September. From September, I want to do something. September, I want to have what I call complementary. Let me get this in. Complementary development conferences. Now, young people, we have to tell you some things you must know now, how you can build your life. So, I want to take some of the Saturdays, and I say, all the youth, I need you on this particular Saturday. We may provide you with some drink or something you can take in case you're hungry. And we are here from 9 o'clock to say 12. And I have different people to teach you and to show you what you should do about your life. Then, another time I say, I want to all the women, married women, I want to see you in the church. And you come. And then we are going to take strategies as women, how we should keep our family, even in these difficult times. Then I come and I say, I want all men. Mashak men, I need everyone, married or not married, come here. And then we sit here and talk to ourselves. And listen, this kind of thing, I'm going to do it because we need to build ourselves on the word of God in this time. The things that we are standing on are too flimsy. And I want you to, as you are hearing me, you want to be part of it. When the time comes, no excuse. Just be part of it. I want to see that when that time comes, women alone will feel here. Youth alone will feel here. Men alone will feel here. I'm not going to be waiting for to. Of course, if 3 people come, I'll deal with it. But I'm not thinking that is the way we should go. We are thinking about saving this house comprehensively. The covenant family want to be saved together. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord increase you. May the Lord empower you to deliver your family. May the Lord show you what to do so that your family will be saved. Stand on your feet with me, somebody.